It's Darren Copeland, weeknights 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.
Welcome back to a Purple Grabendinger Punk Off Monday.
Grabendinger Punk Off Monday. Punk Off Day Monday.
I said that.
I was just trying to do it for myself.
Purple Grabendinger Punk Off Monday.
Punk Off Day Monday.
Show me what you got.
There we go.
It's an off day.
No Rockies.
Which is why it's a Grabendinger Punk Off Day Monday.
You don't have to say day if you're already going to say Monday.
Because it's a punk off, because it's an off day. Punk off day.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
As opposed to Purple Grabendinger Monday.
Got it. So it's a punk off day Monday.
So it's basically a punk off day.
I'm learning new things about this Monday thing. Every
I told you it was confusing sometimes.
It's this one's very confusing, yeah.
Well, it's just for off days.
Right.
During Rocky season.
Right. I didn't get the off day Monday.
Yeah, off day. So it's an off day. Punk off day.
But it makes sense now. I get it. And so it's the Darren Copeland experience, and we are taking you till 10
o'clock tonight.
Makes
sense once you think about it.
Well, no, once I thought about it, I got it.
Takes some time. Not really like 101 or, you know, music days for dummies. This is Grabendinger Punk Off Day Monday.
Yes. I feel like if you put the emphasis on Grabendinger Punk Off Day Monday.
Yeah.
But you're saying Grabendinger Punk Off Day Monday.
Yeah.
So that's what made it confusing, because the emphasis wasn't on off day.
Okay.
But
Grabendinger Punk Off Day Monday.
No. Grabendinger Punk Off Day Monday. Not punk off.
Punk off day Monday.
See, but that makes it sound like it's punk off.
Well, it's punk off as opposed to funk you Tuesdays.
Right.
So it's punk off day.
Yeah, but see, then you
Monday.
Lose, but you lose the emphasis on the day, so that's what makes it confusing. Grabendinger punk off day Monday.
You saying am I thought too much about it?
Yeah, a little. If you just Grabendinger punk off day Monday.
Because it's punk off.
Then you need to
punk off funk you.
Then punk off off day Monday.
Punk off
off day Monday.
Well, that's the joke is that those are punk off and day are together.
I get it. I do. I get it.
Are you sure?
I had to think
I feel
about,
like it's,
no. I understand. I'm trying to make it easy for the listeners, because the listeners might have been confused.
Okay, fine.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Punk off day Monday.
This is boring. Can we talk about sports?
I would love to talk about sports.
I don't think CSU knows what's coming.
Okay. You are just avoiding the Broncos at all costs, and that's fine.
What? What are we going to say? I told you this was going to happen weeks ago.
I know. You hate Paxton Lynch.
I don't hate Paxton Lynch. I wish he would be better. He's not better.
I wasn't even going to talk about the quarterbacks. I mean, there's so much more to talk about the Broncos.
Okay, let's talk more.
The quarterbacks. No, you don't want to talk about it, and I don't understand
why. No, well, what?
You didn't even watch the game.
Well, I was at dinner.
You've got DVR, man.
At the fort. I don't have DVR.
You telling me? Oh, you've got Channel 5? You've had, like, Channel 20 at home on your TV?
I probably could have watched it, but then I came home and I watched Game of Thrones.
Ugh.
Dragons, man. Dragons everywhere. Do you know how you can tell?
I don't care.
You know, you can tell the Lannisters from the Dothraki because their face are red and their
care.
Ass are dragon. Woo!
Shame.
I have no interest in this show.
Shame.
Shame.
I don't know what's going on.
It got a little weird. It got a little weird in this. I'm not going to lie. It got a little weird in this particular season. Like, I started liking it because I kind of like period dramas, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I'm okay with, like, Vikings.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, okay, Game of Thrones. And then all of a sudden, here come the Walking Dead. Oh, that's a little weird for medieval Europe. And then here come dragons.
Yeah, but this is fantasy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I didn't know until like four seasons in that this was fantasy.
I thought they always had dragons.
The very first episode, it had the White Walkers in it. We've been waiting for the White Walkers forever.
Yeah, see, apparently they've always had. I don't watch that show. I have no desire to. I don't understand what's going on, and the references go right by me.
I had a very difficult. I had a lot of things to do Saturday, and I had a lot of things to do Sunday, and just didn't get around to watching a practice game. But I'm happy.
I get it.
I mean, it's
the Broncos.
D'Angelo Henderson.
I'm excited. Thing in this town.
I watched the third quarter. Actually, I take that back. I watched the third quarter. I saw D'Angelo Henderson. D'Angelo Henderson looks great.
I feel bad for the guy.
Why?
Because he's gonna have to come in after C.J. Anderson gets injured, and he's gonna have to play against defenses that are stacking the box.
People have been comparing him a little bit to Maurice Jones-Drew, and if he's anything like Maurice Jones-Drew, then we're.
Hey, the guy's got talent, but you can't do it on talent alone.
I think he looks good.
If he's going up against 12 guys.
Listen, I'd rather I hate to say running backs are kind of expendable.
Yeah.
You know, I'd rather have a rookie expendable rather than like a, you know, an old man expendable. Because old men break easier.
I don't.
Old men break easier than young men do.
You're referring to Jamal?
Who are you talking about?
Well, I'm talking about older guys like CJ. Dixon or whatever his name is. CJ is old because, I mean, he's decrepit. I mean, he's not old.
He's injury prone.
He's injury.
He's going to get injured at some point.
Yeah, that's what I mean about old. I mean,
there's Ridley.
Ridley?
Yeah, that's what I meant about Dixon, whoever I was saying.
Ridley. Yeah, I was like, Dixon.
Dixon Ridley the third.
Nope. It's just Steven, I think.
It's Steven Ridley. And he didn't look great.
You know who I'd like to see at running back?
Me.
Yes. And then after that, I'd like to see Andy Janovich.
He's our fullback.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he could play all the way back. I mean, quarterback. I mean, half the way back.
They're not going to. They'll put him out in the flat for passes. They did that. They're not going to use him as a running back.
How many running backs are they going to keep on the team?
See, that's the question.
Well, so they probably will not keep Andy Janovich.
Oh, no, they're going to keep Andy Janovich. I guarantee you they're keeping Andy Janovich. They're not keeping Jamal Charles. Jamal Charles is out.
Yeah, I think so.
They're keeping... Stop putting your mouth on the microphone.
He keeps getting excited and, like, chomping down
what
on that thing.
What is going on with
not ice cream, Darren. It's not ice cream.
That is yucky. Yucky. I do not want to.
People have been talking into that all day.
All day. Mm. You now have like Joe Williams spit in your mouth.
Stop it. Oh, my God.
Just a part of Joe Williams is a part of you now.
That happened a long time ago in Vegas.
Don't want to know that story.
Well, you know what goes on in Vegas stays in
Vegas.
Did I tell you I made about $500?
The Legion of Doom.
I think.
Sorry about that. Well, I didn't mean to. I don't mean to like lick this thing.
tried to bite that like an ice cream cone.
Deep throated that thing. it was weird.
I'm absolutely repulsed right now and disgusted. I want to go get a drink of water.
You need one.
Can I have some of that Coke?
No.
Can I have the rest of that Coke?
No.
Come on, I'll drink it with a straw.
Nope.
Please? No. Do you have some?
I'll let you use the cup when I'm done.
You'll get water and mouthwash. Wasabi?
I do, actually.
Oh, yeah. That'll take the taste out of your mouth.
All right, give me the wasabi.
It's a mixture of wasabi and ginger and...
ginger. That's a palate cleanser.
Oh, yeah. Ginger.
Ginger.
Take those.
Ginger.
Answering your question, Chi-Chi. Getting back to the topic at hand.
Running backs.
They're going to keep CJ, obviously. You're going to start Henderson. You're not going to start CJ. You're going to have Henderson. You've got, I think Juwan Thompson probably made the team last night because he made some good runs and he blocks better. So you've got Thompson. Is it Juwan Thompson, right?
I have no idea.
CJ, Henderson, Thompson, and
Ridley. And then you got who's the one that's hurt?
They're going to put him down on
Devontae Booker.
Devontae Booker
hurt.
Goes on the short-term DL. Yeah. Short-term DL. Jamal Charles is cut. And they've got another young guy that they'll probably put on the practice squad.
They apparently just signed somebody, too, today.
So I think you're going to keep four regular running backs and a fullback. In and let Mike McCoy do what he will, what he will want them. And I think that's a good, that's a fine, decent. They're not the only one out of that group that has really, really got the potential to be a star is Henderson. Henderson has just been showing up, and he looks, his speed is unbelievable.
Well, why not Jamal? I mean, Jamal Charles has proven to be a star, and he's just
can't cut.
Well, they didn't play him.
They haven't played him yet. We don't know.
And I was surprised because
they're going to play him this whole third game.
I'm excited to see what he can do. And if he comes out and shows that he can still has some of that spark, now you put the coaches in a bind. But I think if the coaches really trusted and believed that he could be the runner that they signed him to be, he'd have seen the field by now. I think. But again, I'm hoping that that's not the case. And everyone is getting on Garrett Bowles. I hated that pick. You know I hated that pick. But I got to tell you, watching Garrett Bowles last game and this game, I'm coming around a little. I think he's actually going to end up being a pretty darn good offensive lineman. Elway got it right with Garrett Bowles, I believe. His holding penalties last night disregarded because they weren't all his fault.
I think that's like a rookie mistake.
Some of them, he's going to get better, but he's holding his own so far.
I like his energy, too.
He is a bad, bad mamma jammer. I'm just talking about Garrett.
I just have a bad taste in my mouth.
I know. You drink this.
No, this was, my God. That's the worst taste in my mouth.
It's wasabi and soy sauce. It's great.
No, I want to get better, not worse.
I'd drink this in ice.
Okay, you go on with that. I'm going to go wash my mouth out with water.
It's Darren Copeland. We'll have more of whatever that was coming up.